Hi, Sean. This is Catherine from Local Splash. Yes. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well. I'm well. Getting ready for the weekend.
Yeah, me too.
All right. You got plans?
Yeah, actually I do. There's this Mario go-kart thing that me and my other middle-aged buddies are going to go bang ourselves up at. And then church. Church on Sunday.
Yeah, of course. And do you go to church on a Saturday or is it on a Sunday?
Sunday.
Okay, cool. Yeah, me too. Can't skip church. You know, can't skip church. All right.
Nope.
Yes, I just see here your information. It says you're still having problems about the custom post. Is it for the Google business profile? Is it for Facebook? Can you specify?
All of them. So the pictures that I sent you, I have not seen them posted.
Really? But it was already uploaded in the dashboard, though. Let me take a look. Yeah, but these are actually the pictures that we do have. This was sent same day, 25th, correct?
That's right.
I believe so, but I didn't see them posted across, you know, there was a post that was made, but it was an old picture. And, you know, you told me that that's kind of a no-no, that the algorithm doesn't like old pictures. Especially if I'm trying to provide new ones.
Let's see here. Okay. There may have been.
On to Milton Street.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. So as far as what I do see here, though, the pictures at least, like this house, right? That was the most recent one that.
What from 2 miles?
Well, it's the one that. Hold on, I let me just take a look at the one that I sent you. It was picture of. It's a man lift, and it's a three pictures. So there's three pictures, one before with no chimney cap, and then there's two with the installation, and the cap is massive, so it's like almost as big as the house with the text that I sent with it. You know, upgrade your chimney today with a full-size rain cap.
Yeah, that's
from
correct.
Single flues.
The two most recent pictures that we do have. I think our team may have missed on the other one, the one with the red something on the picture.
Right, but did they post it, or am I not seeing it? Like,
let me see.
Because it doesn't look like they posted.
Sure, no worries. I'll take a look into the Google Business Profile post. They did not use it. I would say on the Google Business Profile post, they did not use it.
Well, I also don't see it on Facebook either, though. Did they post it on Facebook?
Let me take a look on Facebook. But for the post, actually, on the Google Business Profile post, they haven't posted it yet, but it's pending. I see there's a note in here that it's promising, so we may be able to see a post anytime soon with the new pictures in. Okay?
Uh-huh.
But let me take a look at Facebook. Okay, I see one post from 13 hours ago, and they did not.
Yes.
To which I would like to really let them know, because I sent them the information, though, so that's really weird. That's really weird.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Right, because, you know, you told me that recycling old pictures isn't
good for the correct. Well, I'm glad you still remember that, because that is correct, Sean. recycled images did not really perform well towards your algorithm, towards the optimization. Hold on, let me see. Okay. Do you wish us to delete the most recent post and just change it to a new one?
Yeah, could we do that? Can we post the stuff that I gave you and with this with the text? Okay.
I gave them the exact instruction last time that they're not able to get it. But again, for the Google Business Profile, it's pending. It's in a pausing status, so we should be seeing that. For Facebook, I've already sent them the information to delete the most recent post and, you know, to look into the information that you sent us the 25th of March for the details in the images. So that should be taken care of. I'll make sure to check this one first thing on Monday. My apologies, that's the most earliest, I would say the earliest time that I can check it, but I'll check it earliest on Monday and see if it's all good.
Okay. Because I do want to, you know, potentially think about expanding marketing and maybe doing the Yelp. You know, but I'd like to kind of iron some of these hiccups out before we start expanding. And, you know, I just kind of want to get some figures on what what Yelp would cost and what you folks would specifically provide for me with Yelp.
Yeah.
As you know, that's different than I could just do it myself. So I just kind of want to figure out what the value would be to do that.
Of course. No worries. Well, actually, for Yelp, Sean, we do work on Yelp ads, and Yelp ads actually starts at $4.99. So it's still a pay-per-click program with actually Yelp. It's kind of like the same as Google Ads, but just in different platforms. Yelp Ads is Yelp and Yelp. Everything you're going to see everywhere in Yelp. Google Ads is this, you know, in Google, you're going to see everything in Google. So it's the same, it's kind of like the same description towards the product, just that they're located in two different platforms, Yelp and Google.
So what would I be, you know, because couldn't I theoretically just do Yelp myself? Like what would this service that you, the extra service that I'd be going through you folks, what would that provide? What like ease of use? Like what would, like how would, show me the value of it.
Yes, I would definitely say it's the same thing, ease of use and the management of the Yelp ads. Start from the creation to running it live, keeping it maintained, you know, everything that happens from end to end towards the Yelp ads, we take care of it.
All right. Well, I would like to think about that, you know, and maybe I'd like to dial in on, and you said that's what, $4.99?
Yeah. That's for Yelp, $4.99. It's a Google ads that we start with minimum of $300. It still is a very good product. I did check with our Google Ads specialist too, Sean, regarding your request last time, in that lately we've been working directly with the Google representative as well. So it's our Google Ads specialist and our Google representative that we do get some help towards the Google Ads campaign. So definitely that would make a difference towards running the Google Ads campaign now. Plus, we will be able to do constant monitoring towards it, and we will be giving Google recommendations from time to time to how we can make the Google Ads work.
Okay, because you know, I'd like to maybe think about doing the Google Ads as well. It's just, you know, last time it didn't really yield fruit. So when I was, you know, if you remember what I asked you last time when you spoke. Is everything optimized to the point where that would actually benefit me doing Google Ads?
Yes. Well, that was one weird time of the year as well, because not just you, Sean, it's a couple of clients that we do have there, and they did not, you know, they did not get that much from Google Ads as well. So we're thinking about the season, we're thinking about a lot of aspects, but lately, Google Ads has been really, really great towards helping out businesses. So maybe, you know, giving it another try would, you know, would be worth it.
Okay. I'll certainly think about it, because it's either that or Yelp.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I will say that the time that we were doing it is my busy season. So, like, I was running Google Ads. This is actually the slow season. So if it's season dependent, then that actually might be, this might be the least opportune time to do that.
Well, actually, the good thing here, Sean, is that because you started it already, we can try just running the Google Ads to maintain the momentum for, let's see here. You could actually start it off lower than what you actually did last time, because you did 400 last time. So you could start lower this time because you've already run it.
How much lower would it be?
You could do, like, at least 200 for Google Ads.
200 for Google Ads. And so what would I, how would I be able to, like, monitor in my own, could I monitor what Google Ads are posting through the dashboard?
Actually, for the Google Ads, you're not going to be able to see the specific ad itself, because it's in our Google Ads system that it's running. However, you're going to see the number of conversions, the number of clicks that you've been getting, so it's more in-depth, I would say, data of the results that you're getting. And also, at the same time, towards Google Ads, is that you're able to manage it from there. So if you do want to pause it, add more budget, if you do want to run it again, then you're able to do that under the campaign management section. But only it's available through the regular website.
All right. Well, that sounds good. I certainly will think about it. Can you talk again early next week, and you know,
sure,
maybe we can see, you know, because
I definitely
want to do something.
Of course, that's definitely, you know, where we want to help you. I'll definitely get in touch with you on Monday or Tuesday. Okay.
Yes. Okay. That would be great.
And yes, anyway, probably I'll just call you Monday, because, of course, I need to be checking on the post that we discussed to make sure it got taken care of. But, yeah, I'll update you Monday.
Okay.
All right. Anything else I can help you, Sean? Any other question you have?
Nope. I've got some stuff to think about. And, you know, and we can talk next week and maybe pursue some other stuff.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sean, and talk to you soon. Have a wonderful rest of
the day. Talk to you soon. You too. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye.